Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Here on Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. October 29th this year was World Stroke Day. The annual Ministry of Health's National Stroke Awareness Campaign commenced in October, and the SNSA Fast Heroes 995 initiative is part of a collective effort to raise stroke awareness. Today on Health Suite, we speak with Associate Professor Deirdre Ann De Silva, Head and Senior Consultant, Department of Neurology, National Neuroscience Institute at the SGH campus, to find out more about this awareness campaign and why they included children. Coming up next on Money FM 89.3.
Health Suite with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suite, here on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone with me, I'm joined by Associate Professor Deirdre Ann De Silva, Head and Senior Consultant, Department of Neurology, National Neuroscience Institute, SGH Campus. Singapore National Stroke Association has partnered with the Angels Initiative from Boehringer Ingelheim to roll out a Fast Heroes 995 program. It is Singapore's first stroke awareness initiative targeted at children, and we find out why this is important. Deirdre, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, tell us more about this awareness program. Why is it important for all Singaporeans to be aware of stroke?
Well, the campaign that we're running on a national level has two messages, one about spotting stroke and another about stopping stroke. And both are very important. Now, the awareness to spot stroke is so that people come to hospital early enough so that they can receive treatments which are proven to improve outcomes. And so we are asking people to know the signs of stroke with the FACE, ARM, Speech and Time acronym. And if anyone shows these signs, to call an ambulance at 995. The second message is really about prevention and stopping stroke, because we know that 80% of strokes are preventable. So it's education to try to teach members of the public what they can do to try to reduce their risk of stroke.
Right. The young ones can learn about stroke via interactive ebooks, games and animations, which are available at the Fast Heroes website. I'll say the website address. It's sg-en.fastheroes.com. Could you tell us why it was important information for them, and what does this awareness program aim to achieve, particularly for the children?
Yeah, so this Fast Heroes 995 is a project with the Singapore National Stroke Association and the Angels Initiative. And stroke recognition is important for everybody, because you may be the person that sees someone having a stroke and you need to know what to do. And the reason why we're targeting children is children really spend a lot of time with their parents and grandparents. And, you know, we all know that when kids are interested in something like dinosaurs or the new cartoon in the movies, theaters and such, everybody learns about it because we talk about it at a family level. So we're hoping that not only do we teach the children how to recognize stroke, how to be able to call 995 for an emergency, but also to start conversations in the family so that we can spread the message to the rest of the family through the children.
Right. Now, the Fast Heroes 995 program is online as stroke education continues, because despite the limitations brought about by COVID-19, they'll learn about stroke. The children will embark on an e-adventure with Timmy, who battles the evil clot to save grand heroes on the Fast Heroes website. I actually think this is great, because the one thing that I would have been concerned about with my children when they were younger, being around the grandparents, is that they would panic and be traumatized by the experience of being around a stroke patient or someone having a stroke, rather than helping. So if you make it fun like this, then maybe that panic will be eliminated in the event that they are around someone like their grandparents having a stroke. Do you think that was a secondary concern?
Yeah, so it was a bit of a concern, but when the program was developed, and it was developed by people with educational specialties in Europe and already has been piloted across Europe, these were all taken into consideration. And so if you look at the material and the story, it really tells it from a perspective that a child would be able to understand with activities at their level, with cartoons, and really this association with grandparents, which, you know, we know that a lot of young children are very close to their grandparents. So this was all taken into consideration. And it, having been piloted in Europe, we felt confident to adapt this to Singapore.
Okay, now there are over 8,000 new strokes annually in Singapore. It is the leading cause of adult disability. Acute stroke treatments are proven to reduce disability after stroke are available, but many patients arrive too late. So you were talking about this spot stroke and get in early at the hospital to receive that treatment. Now, forgive my ignorance, but that seems like a really big number. I'm kind of stuck on that 8,000. How are we really faring insofar as creating greater awareness and that translating to patients coming in earlier?
Yeah, so 8,000 is a large number. And, you know, one in four people will have a stroke in their lifetime. So it is a common condition. And with our aging population in Singapore, we're going to see increasing number of stroke patients. We know this. But I would say overall, we are doing fairly okay, but we can always do better. As I mentioned earlier, 80% are preventable. So if we all can take these in rather simple measures to try and have a healthier lifestyle and control risk factors, we could see a reduction in the number of strokes. But equally important is when somebody has the symptoms of stroke, either themselves or somebody around them should call for an ambulance so that they can come in quickly. And these treatments are proven to reduce disability after stroke and are available. And therefore, you know, we really hope that people will come in early so that they can benefit from them.
Okay, could you tell us about some of these acute stroke treatments which are proven to reduce disability?
So there are a number, but maybe I'll just highlight when 85% of the strokes are actually due to blockage of a blood vessel. Mm-hmm. When this occurs, the area of brain that's supplied by that blood vessel is deprived of oxygen and nutrients and therefore is subject to damage. In order to try to salvage and minimize the damage as far as possible, we can give them a clot-busting drug to unblock that blood vessel or to do a procedure where mechanically the clot is actually pulled out. And by unblocking that blood vessel and supplying, re-establishing flow of blood to the area of brain, we're able to minimize the damage and therefore minimize the consequences of stroke.
Let's go about it. Let's look at it from a different point of view. 8,000 new strokes in Singapore annually. What is the survivability rate? If we get in early, if we don't get in early?
Unfortunately, there is mortality associated with stroke. And in the literature worldwide, you know, there is a mortality of about 20 to 25% at 1 year. What we're really trying to do with these treatments is actually to reduce disability and the impairments that people might suffer as a result of the stroke. And so in order to minimize that, these treatments which can be given, which need to be given early, are the ones that reduce disability.
Okay. So what can we do right now, today, to prevent a stroke? Are they truly preventable?
Yes, they are. So we know from the evidence that 80%, and sometimes in some papers it says up to 90% of strokes are actually preventable. So we could reduce that number drastically. And there's some major risk factors. So there's some things like high blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol, which if you have these, you need to control. Very importantly, people need to screen for these risk factors because they're often asymptomatic. So you need to go for screening. And if you have them, then you need to take care and take medication so that they're controlled. Obviously, we shouldn't smoke. And if you're a smoker, you should stop. And then there are many lifestyle factors, controlling body weight, reduction of alcohol, having a healthy diet, exercising regularly. All these factors together would be able to cut down strokes by 80%. So it's really significant.
Is there an age group that becomes more susceptible to a stroke?
Well, stroke does occur more commonly in older individuals, but it can occur at any age to anyone. And in the data that we saw recently that came out, we saw that actually in the over 70 age group, the age standardized incidence came down in Singapore. But actually, the age standardized incidence in the age group of 40 to 60 went up. So yes, it's more common in the older individuals, but it can occur in any age group. And we are seeing a trend of more strokes in younger individuals in recent years.
Okay, Singaporeans have switched on to a healthier diet. Maybe because of COVID-19, we've actually switched on to more exercise because it was one of the few things we could do to get out of the house. And all of that is something I think we're going to hold on to. We're going to keep eating healthier. We're going to keep exercising. Is this going to help us?
Yes, it's going to help. So I think actively you can take care of your diet, you can exercise, you can try and lose weight. But I think it's also important to send the message out that we do need to go for screening. If you're over 40, you should screen for blood tests for diabetes and high cholesterol. And anybody above the age of 18 should annually at least have one blood pressure check and should do their height and weight to check for obesity.
All right. Now, let's go back to the children that we were talking about. Part of this initiative is to educate our children. What is your advice to parents who may be on the fence about their children getting this information, being taught about stroke?
I think it is it's good for the kids to be empowered with knowledge. And it's really knowledge that can help others. It's teaching them about how they can, even though they're young, do something to help someone. It's really a life skill to know when an emergency happens, for a child to be able to know if they need to call an ambulance and there's no one around, how they go about doing that, what is the number to call and such. So I think it's really actually empowering children, and the program has really been designed to be sensitive to, you know, some concerns that children would have. And a lot of the activities are actually can be done with the parents and through teachers and such. So I really think that, you know, parents should go to the website, have a look. Hopefully they are convinced that this is something that they think is good for their child and will participate.
Can they participate with their children? Maybe it'd be more fun that way.
Yes. So there are lots of stories online. There are videos online. There are games to play online. And it'd be even better if, you know, a parent or someone in the family was doing this with the child so that they could learn themselves, but they could also answer questions that the children might have.
All right, we'll say it again. The Fast Heroes website is sg-en.fastheroes.com. Deirdre, do you have any advice before we let you go?
I think my last advice would be, it's also important, we've talked about prevention, but remember the FAST acronym. If you see anybody with face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, it's time to call 995 for an ambulance because it may be a stroke.
All right. We've been speaking with Associate Professor Deirdre Ann De Silva, Head and Senior Consultant, Department of Neurology, National Neuroscience Institute, SGH Campus. Deirdre, thank you so much for the time and for the information.
Thank you very much.
I'm Clarissa Montero for Health Suites. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.